You know, since I mentioned a while ago that we just came from the U.S., when we arrived 2 weeks ago here in the Philippines, there's one thing that I really want to do. There's one thing that I'm really focused about for the past 2 weeks I've been doing, and that is to lose weight. That is to gain, to exercise. Because for the past 7 weeks we've been in the U.S., we've been eating, you know, steak lang naman sa breakfast, steak lang sa gabi, tas steak ulit sa gabi ulit. Okay, or sa kinaumaga. And I gain weight, literally. And sabi ko, oh man, pagbalik ko sa Pilipinas, kailangan ko mag-lose ng weight and hindi pwede to. So, for the past 2 weeks, I've been running, I've been lagging kilometers because I really want to lose weight. Why? Because I have my reasons. And lately, I realized while running, one day I was running and I realized, grabe, ang hirap pala mag-exercise. Have you ever tried exercising before? Di ba ang hirap? You know, you run, you lift weights, you know, you do stupid stuff like that. And, you know, for the sake of, you know, looking good or losing weight. And it's really hard. And what's funny and interesting is for the past 3 days, okay, di ba sabi ko sa inyo, I've been focused on, you know, losing weight and doing exercises. For the past 3 days, hindi ako nakapag-exercise. And I feel bad about myself. And really, the reason I feel bad is because I know exercise is good for me. Right? I know, based on what people will tell us, exercise is good for us. I know because I already see results from other people that exercise is good. But somehow, even though I know all these truths, I know all these facts, somehow, I still manage not to go and exercise. And you know, I'm sharing all this exercise thing because somehow exercising is like worshiping God. Maybe you ask, how can it be related? You see, exercising is good for us. The same way with worshiping God. How many of you here will say worshiping God is good for you? Right? We know that truth. We know that fact. Right? And other people, people that love us, people that is close to us, they will say to us, worship God, it's good for you. And these people, they really mean well to all of us. And we see results from people. When they worship God, we see lives change. We see their lives are going well. And yet, kapag tayo na yung mag-worship, and yet, pag tayo na yung on the line, para exercise, we find it hard and difficult. I was running and, you know, there's an inner voice that says to me, mas masarap kumain ng chicharon. Mas masarap matulog, huwag ka nang gumising ng alas 5 ng umaga. Mas masarap manood ng TV kesa mag-lip ng weights. There's an inner voice in me that says, you know, exercise is hard. And you know what? The same way with worship. Sometimes we are decided to worship God. We want to worship God. We really desire to know God. But sometimes there's an inner voice that says, baduyan. Wala yan. Walang epekto yan. And you know what? Don't be surprised. Why? Because the Bible says we have a sinful nature. And that sinful nature is hindering us and stopping us not to worship God. And that simple nature needs to be dealt with. Every fiber inside of us doesn't want to worship God. The same way that every fiber inside of us doesn't want to go exercise, every single fiber inside our body, in our mind, in our heart, that says, it's not worth worshiping God. Mahirap yan. You can't do it. You cannot, you know, you can't sustain. You can't cope with that. It's a tough act. You can't do that. But you know what? I don't blame people when they say worshiping God is hard. You know why? Because it is really hard. Because it is really hard. Worshiping God is really hard. And because the reason it is hard is because it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. Because in me, my simple definition of worship is this. Worship is fully devoting your life no matter the cost. It is really fully devoting your whole time, energy, effort, everything, no matter the cost. It's gonna cost you. That's why worshiping God, it's not for the weak. People will say, "Wag ka dyan, pang weak yan." No, this is strong. This is, you know, this is far from being weak. It's because it's gonna cost you. It's gonna cost your reputation. It's gonna cost your status. You're gonna be labeled weird. People that you like hang out with, they will start, you know, doesn't want to hang out with you. It's gonna cost you. Listen, if you're gonna worship God, make sure it's 100%. Make sure it's all or nothing. Make sure it's black or white. Make sure you're in, not out. Make sure it is totally 100%. Because if you don't worship God wholeheartedly, full devotedly, you know what's gonna happen? You're just actually worshiping yourself. It's either you worship God or you worship yourself. It's all or nothing. It's either you worship God, the creator of heaven and earth, or you worship yourself, you worship your ambition, you worship your friends. And somehow, sometimes, it is, you know, people are saying, hirap talaga eh. Well, mahirap naman talaga. Pero you know, it's worth it. It's worth it. If you will just realize and know what God has been offering all this time so that you can enjoy your life and give up the kind of life that you want, you will start to worship God. You will start to worship God. You know, if you're here and you're listening to this preaching, and I know I'm going to describe three types of people in this place, and maybe one way or another you can identify with this three person as we talk about worshiping God. You know, if you're here and you're saying you don't want to worship God, you don't want to do anything that involves God, and the reason you're here is just because, you know, somebody pushed you, you're just walking, and you know, you're trying to check out the KFC, and you end up going here. And you say, "I don't want to worship God, you know, religion, that's not for me, I am my own God, you know, I can run my own life." Listen, well, for conviction, I admire you for being honest. At least you have conviction. Yung ibang tao, walang conviction. If you're here, you're saying you don't want to do anything with God, and you don't want to worship God, and you are your own, and this is just a bunch of religion and hypocrisy. Listen, whether you like it or not, you are a worshiper. It's either you're worshiping God or you're worshiping yourself. If you are worshiping yourself, congratulations. You know what's going to happen? You cannot save yourself. Okay? And because you cannot save yourself, you're going to go on with your life bitter and, you know, hard. You know, maybe you can be rich one day, but listen, if you don't have God and you don't worship God, your life still sucks. That's really cool to begin with. Diba? And if you don't want to worship God, well, I don't blame you because it is hard. But you know what's more harder? Living life without God. That's more harder. But if you're here, the second type of person, you just worship God half-heartedly, meaning to say, you know, you go here every Friday, you worship God, you raise your hands, you do your duty. If we have an FNY ID, you're just going to swipe your ID there. I'm present. You know, I'm going to wave my hands. I'm going to do a little headbang there. I'm going to say hi, hello to some friends of mine or hindi ko kilala. For the past 7 weeks, nakikita ko siya pero hindi ko palam yung pangalan niya. You do your duty. I attend small groups, you know. I've done with Victory Weekend. I'm finished with one-to-one. But you're here. You know, in your heart, at the end of the day, pagtulog mo, alam mo, wala nagbabago sa buhay mo. At alam mo, hindi si Jesus Christ yung Lord mo. You are worshiping God half-heartedly. Just so you think na nag-a-attend ka sa service na to, just so you think na nandito ka, present, Does it mean you're really worshiping God? No. Worshiping God is not just here. Worshiping God is what happens when you go out there, outside the world. When you are in your school, when you are with your classmates, when you are with your friends, they're offering you, come on, kating na tayo, come on, inam na tayo, let's go out. Worshiping God is what's happening when your parents are going through tough times. Maki-join ka ba ba sa away nila? Or are you gonna go and stay and worship God? I'm gonna be rebellious because my parents are rebellious as well. Come on. If you're here and you think you can fool God by doing a lip service, by going through the motion, come on, seriously, are you really worshiping God? You go out there, you hang out with the right kind of people. Oh, ito, Victory Group Leader, I'm gonna hang out with you so that people will see I'm a worshiper. No, you can't fool yourself. You're worse than the first person that doesn't worship God. You know why? At least yung first person, he admittedly, he doesn't worship God. Ito, you are fooling yourself. I'm going to worship God? No. I'm going to worship God? No. I'm kidding. I'm going to worship God? No. I'm lying. Come on. Give yourself a break. Don't make a fool out of yourself. If you're going to come here, make sure you worship God 100%. And when you go out there, outside that door, make sure you worship God 100%. It's all or nothing. Don't worship God half-heartedly. But if you are the tired type of person who are sick and tired of just going through the motion and you really want to have an encounter with God, listen, tonight you can worship God. Tonight you can know God. How? Let me read to you in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It says here, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. You know what this word is saying to us? You know what this Paul is saying to the people in this time? Paul is saying this to the people during this time. Hey, guys. You have to offer your bodies as living sacrifice because this is your spiritual act of worship. In other words, you should worship God with your life, with everything. But before he said that, he said first, in view of God's mercy. In view of God's mercy. You know what it means? Alam niyo sabihin nito? The reason you can worship God is because of the mercy of God in your life. Let me repeat that. The reason you can worship God in this place, in this life, is because of the mercy of God in your life. Let me give you an illustration. Suppose graduate ka, you started a business, and all of a sudden, after a few years, nalugi ka, nasara yung business mo, and you had some loans to settle. And the bank called you, sir, meron po kayong 1,000 utang sa banko namin. But our manager, your classmates, said, you don't have to pay that. Okay? Equal na tayo. Quits na tayo, sir. Wag na kayong magbayad because you have been a faithful customer of ours for the past few years. How many of you here will say you will be grateful to your classmate who canceled your debt? Will you be grateful? Of course, 1,000 yun, di ba? Di ba? Eh, paano kung ganito? You establish a business, umaman ka, nalugi ka, and all of a sudden, nag-crash lahat ng negosyo mo, and you are down to nothing. And you have a creditor. Let's say, ako yung inutanga mo. I'm big time. I'm big shot. Alright? And you owe me $10 billion. Because you were big time. Okay? Before you fell down. You owe me $10 billion, and one day, I called you and say, hey, bro! Remember, you owe me $10 billion. But listen, quits na tayo. You don't have to pay for that. You don't have to even think about it. Just go on with your life. All your debt is all paid for. How will you respond? Paano ka magre-respond? Ha? May utang kang 1,000, You're gonna be grateful, right? Pag may utang kang $10 billion and you're down to nothing and somebody says, it's all paid for. Quits na tayo. How will you react? Come on, man! You're gonna worship that person. You're gonna worship me. Baka nga halikam nyo pa yung birth ko eh. That's $10 billion. That's a serious amount of money. You will never earn that in a lifetime. Are you hearing this? All of a sudden, yung utang na 1,000, grateful ka. Pero nung 10 billion na utang, napa-worship ka. You know what? Nag-iba lang yung amount ng utang, nag-iba na yung respond natin. You know why? Because that says a lot. Guys, sometimes we think ang utang natin kay God, 1,000. Oh God, I'm just gonna worship you for a week and then it's good. We're good. We're cool, man. God, I'm gonna worship you for a month. I'm gonna dedicate my life this summer. You know, pagdating ng pasukan, you know, you can't stop me, you know, hunting girls. Come on, are you kidding me? Akala mo 1,000 lang utang mo kay God and 2 months, enough na yun para bayaran yung kasalanan mo. Listen, there's no way you can pay for your debt. What you owe from God is more than $10 billion. It's your life. And because you owe Him your life, your response is to worship Him. If somebody give you a bicycle, you will thank Him. If somebody gives you a Ferrari, you will thank Him for the rest of your life. Tama? You know what God gave unto you? It's not just life here on earth. It's life eternity. And you're gonna worship Him eternally. Listen, you have to know the goodness and the mercy of God. And once you know that, once you realize that, then you respond, God, I want to worship you. You're the best. Akala natin may utang sa atin si God. Come on. Ihibang ka ba? God doesn't owe anything at us. Ikaw may utang. You know why? You have a sin. You're sinful to the core in your heart. Isipin mo yung pinakamasalanan ng tao? Nakilala mo, mas makasalanan ka mo doon. Alam mo kung bakit? Kasi mas pride, mas ma-proud ka doon sa tao na yun. Ah, hindi ako ganun kasalanan. Hindi ako ganun kasama ng tao na yun. Your pride is worse than that. And the most simple person you ever know. Kaya nga sabi ni Jesus, guys, yung nagdadasal, di ba, sa isang temple, Lord, salamat. Kasi hindi ako ganun kasalanan, maging kasalanan. Hindi ako kasing ganun kasama ng tao na to. Hindi ako magnanakaw, hindi ako ano. He's worse than the simple people that he ever knew. You see, we are all simple. And I don't know if that's an encouragement for you. You are simple to the core. And you know, if you want to pay for the penalty of your sin, you're gonna be separated. You're gonna go to hell. I posted in Twitter this morning, this afternoon, say, mainit sa Pilipinas, mas mainit pag namatay kang wala si Jesus Christ. Yun, mas mainit doon. You know what, guys, what I'm saying here? Listen, worship is just a natural response to the goodness of God. When you worship, hindi ka mo sinasabi ka, God, ha, meron ka utang sa akin, ha. Hello, iya ka naman. Walang utang sa'yo si God. Pag nag-worship ka, response mo lang yun. Saan? Sa goodness ni God, sa mercy ni God sa buhay mo. Without the mercy of God, you're gonna be nothing. No matter how good-looking, how talented, how smart you are nothing. You're just gonna end up in trash. Do you follow this? It's all about the mercy of God. And once you realize how much God has forgiven you, how much God has shown His goodness and greatness into your life, you know what's the response? Let's go on in Romans 12:2. It says here, 12:1, offer your bodies as living sacrifices. When you realize the goodness of God, the mercies of God in your life, how good He is in your life, the natural response is, you offer your bodies as living sacrifices. when Paul was writing this, bodies, he really meant from head to toe. It's literal. When Paul was writing this, he was not talking about spiritual body. All right? He was talking about literal body, because the picture of this, you know, during the Old Testament, when people are sinning against God, they will offer doves, goats, rams, bulls. It's literal, right? When Paul was saying, offer your bodies, meaning from head to toe, meaning you worship God with your body. You worship God with everything that you do with your body. Your head, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your ears, shoulder, knees, and toes. Everything. Kanta ng ano ko yun, by the way. Meaning, wherever you go, wherever you bring this body of yours, whatever you do with this body of yours, you should worship God. You know what it means? Kapag nasa school ka, habang nag-i-exam ka, you worship God. Habang nakatayo ka doon, sa school mo, at inaasar ka, you worship God. Habang kumakain ka, you worship God. Habang naliligo ka, tipid ka ng tubig, you worship God. Habang natutulog ka, you actually worshiping God. You know why? You know why? Because you trust God na magigising ka kinabukasan. That's worship. Minsan, we take things for granted. But really, Paul is saying, offer your body as living sacrifice, for this is your spiritual act of worship. Pag nag-post ka sa Facebook, you should be worshiping God. Now, review your timeline tonight if that is worshiping God. People think, you know, worshiping God is just confined in this room. No. When you talk to boys, when you're a girl, make sure you worship God. Come on, don't be so cheap. Binola ka lang, in-English ka lang. Oo na. Hello? You should be worshiping God. Do you follow this? Wherever you go, whatever you do, even the situation doesn't, you know, dictates to worship God, just go out there and worship God. You know why? Because there's a dark world out there. And God is saying to us, we are the light of the world. We are supposed to be the light of the world. How can you do that? If you're going to worship God no matter what. How can you worship God? By knowing His mercy upon you. It's a natural response to the goodness of God. This afternoon, I posted in my Twitter account, my Facebook, people says that it's hard to worship God at work. But you know what's hard? When the problem hits you at work and you don't have a God to worship. People says, you know, mahirap mag-worship kay God, you know, sa school, sa mga kaibigan ko, ay hirap mag-worship God. You know anong mahirap? When problem hits you and you don't have God to worship. People will say, you know, it's so hard, you know, to live pure and holy life. It's so hard to be in a relationship and be pure and holy. You know what's hard? When problem hits your relationship and you don't have a God to worship. It's so hard to worship God in my family. You know, everyone is, you know, against me, persecuting. You know what's hard? When your family is breaking apart and you don't have God to worship. You know, it's hard to worship in my school. You know, everyone is persecuting me. You know, they're going to tag me weird. You know what's hard? When you are the only person that God is calling you and you failed to worship God in that place. That is hard because you miss the very purpose and calling that God has created you. That is hard. People make excuses. It's really hard. Yes, it is hard. But you know what? That's why Jesus Christ died on the cross so that all things will be possible. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, He provided the grace for us to worship God. Worship is not something that you do. It's just a response to the goodness of God. You know, as I close, the reason I exercise is not just because to lose weight, but really, the reason I exercise is because I love my wife. If I don't take care of my body, maaga ako mamamatay. At paaga ako namamatay, I'm not gonna be with my wife, you know, for the longest time I wanna be. If I'm not gonna take care of my body, it shows that I don't love my daughter. Because I'm not gonna be with my daughter when she walked down the aisle in exchange I do with the future husband, because I'm not gonna be there for her. It shows that I don't love and care for my daughter. You see, I exercise because the motivation is love. You know why I exercise? Because I want to honor God with my body. Because I want to worship God with my body. God entrusted me a body so that I can worship Him through this body. The motivation is love. The reason people doesn't want to worship God, because they don't have a revelation how to love God. You say you love God. If you say you love God, can you show me what's inside your inbox? Can you let the whole world see the private messages that you have, the collection of pictures you have in your computer, the private messages? The things that you do in the secret, in the dark. If you're really saying you love God, you're willing to be open. You see, you just have to have a revelation of love of God in your life. How can we love God? You see, every fiber inside of us doesn't want to love God. The same way that every fiber inside of us doesn't want to worship God, the same way every fiber inside of us doesn't want to exercise. But you see, God provides a solution. The Bible says, we can love God because God first loved us. While we were still sinners, habang makasalanan pa tayo, God sent His Son to us. You know how did God demonstrate His love to us? In 1 John 4:9, it says here, this is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. Because of our sins, we are dead. But because of Jesus Christ, because of His goodness, we were made alive. Because of His love, we can worship God. And worship is just responding to the love of Jesus for us. Worship is responding to the love of Jesus for all of us. And if you're here, you're saying, Dan, I want to worship God. I want to give my life to Him. Well, all you have to do is come to Jesus tonight. Let's worship Him tonight. Amen. Let's all bow our heads and pray. Lord, I want to thank You for tonight, for allowing us to see again Your goodness for all of us, for allowing us to experience how good, how merciful You are to us. And I pray that we will be able to respond in worship because You first love us. If you are here and you want to make a decision to worship God wholeheartedly, you are sick and tired of just worshiping God half-heartedly, or you want to stop not worshiping God and you want to begin a relationship with God tonight. If you're here and you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to respond to His love so you can worship God wholeheartedly. If that is you, I want to pray for you. If that is you, can you just lift your hands? All heads bow and eye close. If that is you, you want to give your life to Jesus, can you just lift your hands? I want to lead you into prayer. Yes, yes. Just lift those hands. Yes, 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 yes. All across this room. Yes, yes. If you're raising your hand, can you just stand on your feet? I'm not going to ask you to go here in front. Just stand on your feet. No one's looking around. Just stand on your feet. If you're really serious about this decision, can you just stand on your feet? I'm going to lead you into prayer. If you're making this decision to give your life to Jesus, if you lift your hands, just stand on your feet. Just where you are, seated, stand on your feet. I'm going to lead you into prayer. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord, for these people. If you raise your hands and you're not standing, just stand. It's okay. No one's going to look down at you. Just stand. Just stand. If you're standing, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, just repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for all the sins I have committed against you. I realize I have offended and sinned against a loving and holy God. And starting tonight, I want you to work and enter in my life. I want to accept you, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. And forgive me for all the wrongdoings I have committed. And starting tonight, I also want to worship you with all of my heart, soul, and strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving me eternal life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.